Let's just stand and give God a praise offering. My heart is pounding. If you don't feel overwhelmed, blessed, then maybe you don't know the Lord and what he's done for you. But I hope that you find out today. Let's sing together.
To get things straightened up here so I don't kill myself. We are blessed. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Would you join me this morning in prayer to our Lord and Savior? Precious and most holy God, you who love us with a love that knows no bounds, we come before you on this day in celebration of the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank you for for the new life that we have in him and through him and by what was accomplished on the cross for us, Lord, for us. Lord, open our hearts and our minds. Help us to see the new life that we now have in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, we give you thanks and praise. Open our hearts, Lord. Open our minds. Amen. Would remind you that the cards are in front of you in the chairs. You can fill those out for prayer requests and praises. I do want to reiterate what has happened in the last 3 days. We call it Good Friday because it was good for us, but it's a day that was sad for the Lord when our Lord had to give up his life for us. And we remember that day. We should remember that day in a solemn and holy way, because on that day he died for our sin. And then there was the silence of one day. And then we have the next day, the morning of the resurrection, when the sun broke through and the tomb was found empty. So, he is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Amen.
Bonnie. It's your turn.
I think you didn't see me. It's not used to me being in a dress. Good morning, church. Happy Easter. All right, let's see what we got going on. Hey, tomorrow. What's going on tomorrow? Anybody remember? This Day of Hope, yes. Tomorrow, 1:45 p.m., if you can come help. That would be great. We can be a blessing to our community. Let's see. Tuesday night, prayer night, 6 p.m. here at the church. Please come if you're able. If you are not able to be here, you can always pray at home. God knows where we are all the time, so we can join wherever we may be, lifting up the prayer requests for the scriptures that we pray over, I guess is what it is. Next Saturday is April 26th. That is our spring work day. What time are we starting? 9? Doesn't say.
So positive.
So, you know, you can come at 6, 7, 8, 9. I don't know. I think 9. Jess, is that? We're going to go with 9. 9 a.m. here at the church. There's a task list. There was one in our bulletin. You should have one from.
Pastor said he didn't need it.
I agree. Pastor said he didn't need it. So, but we will have a list here for you, so we know what we're doing. Next Sunday, we will continue with the Crucified Life Study, 8:45, here in the Junior Church Room. And May 1st is our National Day of Prayer. That's a Thursday. It's at 7 p.m. down at the Pavilion. That's the next to the car wash, right? The Pavilion, yes. So please join us if you're able. May 3rd. Is a Saturday. That is the ladies' breakfast. Actually, the ladies' tea, Mother's Day tea here at the church. There are a few extra invites if you want to invite somebody. We ask that you bring a dish to pass, and we'll have drinks. We're not requiring our guests to provide anything. We always have plenty of food. So 9 a.m. here at the church. Invite somebody. And then in the bulletin, there are the picnics that are coming up. June 21st is at the Towsleys. Where is the sign up? How do you sign up for those days?
Well, it's already done.
I mean, but that you're hosting, but to how do you know who's going to be there at your house that day? It's a secret.
It'll be on the website
that you can sign up.
Just everybody show up.
Just everybody show up. Yeah, that works well. All right, so the 21st of June is at the Towsleys. July 5th is at the Child's House. And July 12th is at the Bartram's house. And then, I don't know if you know, but on your calendar, please put this down. August 17th, that's a Sunday, we are having our 35-year celebration down at the Pavilion downtown. So, put that on your calendars. It's in your bulletin. I'm assuming it's online. It's posted on Facebook. We have it out there. So, all right. If you have not, please text the word check to 517-522-4062. Check your children into their classrooms and yourselves into the attendance group, please. I need some helpers. Do I have any helpers today? I see a couple. Oh, here they come. All right. Yep. You're good. If you would, there's what? Yes, there is. Yes. For just such an occasion as this. If you would please pass your prayer cards to the center. Our assistants will pick them up.
I have a thank you that I want to read. This is from Drew and Christine Van Team, Dear Family Worship Center. This is just to say that January marked 12 years that you have been financially partnering with us. Amazing. We are so grateful for how you've supported us over those years, and we're humbled by it and by all that God has done. In Christ, Drew and Christine. That's amazing. That's been 12 years. Was there anything that did not get on a prayer card or any words of testimony? Yes. Wow. Wonderful. Thank you for sharing that. Did I see another hand? Okay. I am just going to read this verse here from 1 Peter 5:7. It says, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. He doesn't say, pray that God will take your cares. He doesn't take them from us. He instructs us to get rid of them by casting them upon him. He won't take them, but he will receive them. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, I thank you for this beautiful resurrection morning. We praise you that the third day has come, and with it brings life, freedom for the captives, give sight to the blind, the lame leap, the deaf hear. Father, we thank you that Jesus completed his mission without failing, and that he rose from the dead on the third day, and that we live in freedom to gather together this morning and celebrate that. Thank you for every single one that is here this morning joining us. We praise you for our brothers and sisters in the Lord, and we ask that you would grow us, Lord, grow this community, draw this community to you. And we want to lift these cares to you, Lord. We want to cast these cares on you, and we thank you that you say, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And you do make our loads light. Father, we lift up to you Ryan's father, Joe. Lord, we just ask that you would just shower him with your love, with your peace, with your wisdom and direction. Show him that you absolutely love him and have concern for him, and that you know the plans that you have for him. Lord, I praise you that in our darkest hours, our darkest, deepest days, you can use those. You pull us out of the pit, and you use that. What the enemy intended for harm, then you turn it to good. So we pray that over Joe. Lord, let him feel your love this day. I want to lift up to you Lorene's friend, her coworker friend, her husband, Charles, for travel mercies as he's having to go to an unsafe area of Mexico for his work. So we just commission angels to go surround him and be with him and keep him utterly safe. We praise you that you have appointed him to this position, Lord. We just ask that you would utterly protect him and keep him safe and give him success and favor in his line of work. Father, we lift up to you Linda's family, Taylor, and family as her family are they're adjusting to moving to Florida. I didn't know that. Father, I just ask that you would be with them in that move. Show yourself merciful and favorable to them as they are in this big transition, lots of upheaval and change. Lord, I ask for your blessing upon them, that it would be a smooth transition and that they would get plugged in smoothly to their new life. Father, we lift up to you Rennell's Terry with his procedure tomorrow at 6:30 in the morning, looking for blockages or leaks in his veins. I just pray a total healing over his veins. I thank you, Lord, that you have the best intentions toward Terry. You love him. And we pray that he can turn to you and just be at peace and knowing that he is in your hands. Father, we lift up to you healing for Brittany, who was in a car accident this week that totaled her car. I just praise you for that divine protection and that her life was spared. Lord, I ask that you would use this to perhaps bring her a more just a keen awareness of the brevity of life and how you protected her and what you might have for her in her life, that she would want to seek you more and more. I ask that you would provide a new vehicle for her in your timing and in your goodness. Father, we also pray for Chris, just in all ways, emotionally, health, financial. I don't know his needs, but you do, and I thank you that you love him and you have always been with him. Father, we give you praise for the Van Team ministry and our opportunity to sow into that ministry the last 12 years. I thank you for your faithfulness to Drew and Christine. I ask that you would continue to work in their lives and their ministry and grant them the finances and the health to continue working out in the field for you, for the workers are few and the harvest is plenty. Prayers for, I'm not sure what this lady's name is, maybe Monique or Monica, recently went into hospice. Prayers for the family during this time. Lord, I don't know this person, but I thank you that you concern yourself profoundly with each hurting one, and I think in particular those who are passing from this life into the next, possibly soon, Lord, that you would just surround her and the family. Pour out your love, your mercy, your grace, anything that is needed there, we commit to you. Father, we lift up Martha's friend Kathy to you, grieving the loss of her husband, Gary, with the funeral being this Wednesday. Father, I know that you are near to the brokenhearted, and I know that you lift us up and you carry us, just as the good shepherd carries a lamb whose foot is broken. So we thank you for carrying us in our sorrows and ask that you would, in time, make beauty from these ashes, comfort Kathy, and show her that you are not finished with her. Father, I lift up Bob to you. I praise you that the report is there is no infection in his recent wound. Praise you, God, for your faithfulness, for your healing touch, and for the plans that you have for Bob and Jan. We praise you with all that is in us for the healing that is taking place and ask for continued healing. Father, we ask for travel mercies for Luke and Lisa and the kids as they return later. Thank you for the gift of family and the ability to travel and visit family around the holidays. And I say a prayer of safety for everyone traveling, everyone visiting family. I know that you are well pleased when your people come together and celebrate the gift of family and the gift of Jesus. And finally, I praise you, Lord, for Roseanne's son, Daniel, choosing life. Thank you, God, that you heard Roseanne's cry and that you are working in mighty ways there. I thank you for that relationship, and I ask that you would continue to knit them together. Father, I also thank you for the children who brought them the special music this morning. I pray a blessing on each and every one, that they would know how precious they are in your sight, and that they would know that they gave each one of us here a tremendous gift this morning, the gift of song and drama. I ask that you would develop that in their lives and that they would continue to bring their gifts and offerings to you. Father, thank you for meeting with us here today. We cast all of our cares on you, as hard as that is to let go. We cast them on you, knowing, declaring that you care for us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yeah. all kingdoms, above all thrones, above all wonders the world has ever known,
above all wealth and treasures of the earth. There's no way to measure what you're worth.
For me, that you would give them a revelation that yes, you did, and that you love them very much. Thank you for sending Jesus for my sake. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated.
Started getting a little bit of a complex because we're really lopsided. Everybody, so, but I consoled myself saying, well, that's closer to the food. So. You weren't really trying to get away from me over here. We'll talk about a little bit about stewardship. Now, I think of stewardship coming in four parts. Ownership. We need to understand who owns what we have to work with. Responsibility. What are we supposed to do with it? Some accountability, and there's a reward in there. I want to talk specifically about responsibility today. So I got thinking about, well, actually, Randy Carlson wrote an article that got me thinking about, what am I responsible for? You know, I drive to the gas pump, and I see the price of gas, and I get all uptight. Am I responsible for that? I look at my 401k and see it diving. Am I responsible for that? No, there's things I'm not responsible for. Now, how do I respond to that? What do I say? Am I responsible for those things? Yep. So Randy Carlson has what he calls this 3-foot rule. Basically, your responsibility is within arm's reach. right? About 3 foot. And it starts with our thoughts. If you read in 2 Corinthians, chapter 10, verse 5, Paul talks about taking every thought captive in obedience to Christ. And then this was the first time I picked up on this. The next verse talks about punishing the disobedience. So we really need to own and take responsibility for our own thoughts. And then that develops our emotions and attitudes. Remember, there's a verse that talks about the fruit of the Spirit, and it starts out with peace, love, joy. Those are some heartfelt emotions and attitudes. Philippians says, don't be anxious. And then Jamie shared about 1 Peter, cast your cares on the Lord. So we got to take ownership of that, and that starts with our thoughts. And finally, that all builds up to our actions, our response, what you say. Ephesians 4:29. I'm going to read this one. I wrote it down here. Let no corrupting talk come out of your mouth, but only such as good for building up. So we got to plan some of the things we say. We better not just take some time and say, hey, is this corrupting talk or is this intended to be built up? And we plan our day. We plan our actions, what we're going to do during the day, each and every day. And then the results of all that, we got to understand they're not necessarily within our control. And the example, since this is Easter, I read the Easter story this morning, and there's a really good example, I think, of how this works out with Easter Sunday, or the original Easter morning, where the women that were with Jesus, and if you read, you can read in Luke chapter 24 about this. It talks about how the women, when Jesus was buried, they went home and they got up oils and spices. They planned to go visit the grave of Jesus and actually put these oils and spices on his body in the morning. Now, it wasn't a perfect plan, because one of the Gospels tells how they're walking along and they're like, hey, how are we going to move this stone and get to him? So they didn't have a perfect plan. You don't have to have a perfect plan. You just have to be obedient and do what God's asking you to do. And then they get there, and Jesus is gone. And the angel says, no, he's not here. He's risen. And so they ran back to tell the apostles, all 11 apostles. And I'm going to read this part. So Mary, the mother of James, and the other women with them who told these things to the apostles. But these words seemed to them to be an idle tale, and they did not believe them. Peter rose and ran to the tomb. So we don't have control. Their plan was not executed, right? They planned to put these spices on Jesus. They get there, he's not even there. Now, if you're babysitting an engineer mind, you're like, I spent all this time getting this stuff. Now, what am I supposed to do with this, right? And you kind of miss the point that God had a different plan. He had different results in mind. And then they run back doing just what we're supposed to do. Hey, Jesus is alive. Tell people Jesus is alive. He loves you. Most of them, the apostles, didn't believe her. Didn't believe them. So we don't have control over that. But we do have control over our responsibility to do with what God gives us. So we have a little bit of control this morning. We're going to take up some tithes and offering. My volunteers. If you'll pray with me. Father God, we do know that you are in control. That all we have, all we know, all we have to work with is from you. I just pray for some enlightenment for myself and for those here today. We all come to worship you, to hear a message, to hear your truth. And each one is going to leave with a little bit different assignment. And Lord, I just pray for open hearts and minds to accept that assignment and wake up tomorrow morning ready to execute that plan, knowing that you're in control of the results and you love us and you love those who we're talking to and those we're trying to share you with. So we bring back a little bit of dollars and love here this morning, and just know that you're blessing that, and you can multiply. You don't need our money, but you're gonna take our hearts, our obedience, and use that to spread your word and your love. And we thank you for being part of that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning. How's everybody today?
Good.
What are we celebrating today?
Easter.
What does Easter mean to you?
God died on the cross to save our sins.
Who rose this morning for us?
God.
Jesus did. Out of Matthew 28:6. He was not here. He has risen, just as he said, come and see the place where he lay. This verse shares the amazing news that Jesus came back to life after he died. Isn't this very exciting to know? Jesus keeps his promise. He said he would rise again, and he did. Easter, we celebrate this miracle. Let this remind you that even when things look sad or scary, God can turn them into something joyful. The empty tomb shows us that Jesus is stronger than death, and we can trust him with all of our hearts and all of our lives. I'd like you guys to bow your heads as we pray this morning. Dear Heavenly Father God, thank you. Thank you for that promise we have, that you have risen, that you are there for us. Lord, in our fun times, our joyous times, our scary, our sad times. Lord, I pray for each one of these children today that they will hang on to that promise, that their light, their joy, as they walk out these doors to whoever, wherever they go, Lord, will impact that as well. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Now I have something for you guys to remind you.
Please stand with us. We've sung this song the last couple weeks. I might need your help this week. I got a little allergy issue, but praise God because I'm able to sing this with you guys on this Easter.
Death in his grave. So 3 days in darkness left, the morning sun of righteousness arose, the shame, the throes of death that overturned his rule. Our daughters and the sons of men would pay not their dues again. The debt of blood they owed was red the day he rolled anew. On Friday a thief, and Sunday a king, laid down in grief and woke with the keys of hell on that day. Firstborn of the slain, the man Jesus Christ slain, death in his grave.
Amen. Amen. We have much to celebrate. I'm sure that a lot of you are going to spend time with family this afternoon. No matter what happens, remember you love them. And God calls you to love them. All right. Let's join in prayer. Father, we come before you, praising you, Lord, because you are God and Savior, King and Redeemer, that you paid the price, Lord, for our sin, that you rose on the third day to justify us, just as if I'd never sinned, Lord. That's where I'm at. And right now, you made us new, and you give us opportunities, Lord, to make other things new. Help us to walk in those opportunities, to be the people you've called us to be. We love you. We praise you. We thank you for this time of fellowship we're about to partake in, and for the food and the hands that prepared it. In Jesus' precious name, amen.